A seniors organization that boasts some 3 million members endorsed Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry today. The announcement came at a town hall-style meeting in Nevada, where Kerry discussed his plan to lower seniors' health care costs. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Seniors cast one out of every four votes in the 2000 presidential race. This year, the Alliance for Retired Americans hopes to swing more of those votes to Democrat John Kerry. Alliance President George Corpus announced the group's endorsement of Kerry today in Henderson, just outside Las Vegas. He promised to organize registration drives and get out the vote efforts in Nevada and other battleground states with big senior populations like Arizona and Florida.
Seniors vote, and seniors can work. And we're now one of the most powerful political forces in America. And we're going to show that. We're going to show that in this election, because seniors are going to make a difference and elect this man as the next president.
The Kerry campaign is planning its own outreach to senior voters, many of whom are dissatisfied with the new Medicare prescription drug benefit signed by President Bush. A survey released this week by the Kaiser Family Foundation found nearly twice as many seniors view the plan unfavorably as like the drug benefit. Kerry routinely criticizes the Bush-backed plan because it bars the federal government from negotiating bulk discounts.
Who does that? The VA does that. The VA does that to help lower the cost so veterans can get them at a lower cost. So will you please tell me why American taxpayers have been prohibited from having a lower tax bill by having Medicare, which they pay for, provide lower-cost drugs to seniors who have a hard enough time paying for it in the first place.
About 200 seniors attended today's town hall meeting, which was held at a Henderson community center. Kerry noted that prescription drug prices have outpaced other health care costs and inflation, jumping 11.5% last year alone. And he blasted the Bush administration for preventing Americans from importing cheaper drugs from Canada. Kerry read from a list of popular drugs like Celebrex that cost 2 to 3 times as much in the U.S. as they do north of the border.
Why should Canadians just across the border there be able to buy those things, and you're paying the top dollar all across the board? Drug companies want to tell you it's so we can do the research. It's what the markets will bear and so on and so forth. I thought these were the people who believed in the marketplace, in fair competition. This isn't fair competition. It's a monopoly, and it's been put in place by George Bush and his friends, and it's costing you a whole bunch of extra money, and it's wrong. It's fundamentally wrong.
According to the Kaiser survey, almost 4 out of 5 seniors approve of letting Americans buy prescription drugs from Canada, and more than a third say health care and drug costs will be extremely important factors in their November vote. From Henderson, Kerry heads to California, then on to Oregon, where he concludes his coast-to-coast campaign trip on Friday. Meanwhile, President Bush plans to bring his campaign here to the Las Vegas area tomorrow. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Henderson, Nevada.